When we made our McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were streaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
And get money mouth face emoji with two orders of crispy, irresistible 10-piece McNuggets, spicy or classic, for just $6. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Hello and welcome to Start, Sit, Cut, our beginning of the week mini episode. I'm one of your hosts, Knox Cole. Joining me as always, do the Chiefs have a Taylor Swift curse problem? It's Jason Waterfalls. Yes or no? Do they have a problem?
First time that Patrick Mahomes has lost to the Denver Broncos in his entire career.
Didn't just lose either. Like, I mean, they got punked. You know, that's to not break double digit against the Broncos. That's alarming. And going into it, we had all the subtext, all the context, all the pretext. Taylor's not going to be there. It's going to be a big deal. And then they lose to probably the worst team in the league. Does that feel fair to say?
Top three, bottom three worst teams in the league, for sure.
So what do you feel more comfortable with saying? That the Kansas City Chiefs do have a Taylor Swift curse problem, or the Jacksonville Jaguars are the best team in the AFC? Which one?
This is a Sophie's choice on a Monday morning.
6-2. They have 750 winning percentage. I don't know the tiebreakers, but they're in the mix for the top seed in the AFC. Won 5 straight. I don't know, man. I'm not going to say your boy talked about this earlier in his life and in your life and in the year, but I'm just pointing things out that need to be pointed out, right?
You also talked against it. So do you want to get back on that train that you jumped off?
That was a reverse curse. Everyone knew that. Everyone could tell that was a reverse jinx, obviously. Hello, come on, read a book. What are you doing?
I don't know, man. This is a Taylor Swift curse because they've won several games, you know, with her involved, either at the game or not at the game. So, I'm gonna have to pick the Jags, I guess, based on the choices given to me thus far.
So what I'm hearing you say is they don't have a curse, and also this romance is fake. Because nope. If it was real, that would be the obvious explanation. It was like, he's so heartbroken that she's not there. That's why, you know, the Chiefs didn't play as well.
I mean, the Chiefs played so poorly that I don't think it was on Travis Kelce. So I don't think that all of this has to do with their absolute real love. They scored 9 points. That's right. Not all on Travis Kelce.
No, it's not. Can I make a real, like, outside of a bit, can I actually make a real point, though, about this?
If it's about them not having a real relationship, then no. Otherwise, yes.
Is there a chance that the Chiefs are like, man, this was fun in theory, and now we're getting paparazzi taking pictures of us at the gas station. Someone took a picture of me in the hallway of a La Quinta before meetings, before the game. I'm not really into all of this. This was kind of fun when, like, we have handshakes with Taylor Swift, but I'm not here for like all the residue of it. Do you think they're getting a little exhausted by it?
Absolutely. I think that is a very real thing because they're like, you know, Travis Kelce is a big star in the world. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the biggest sports league in the world. And then the Kansas City Chiefs get in the Taylor Swift, orbisphere. What's it called? Everything's fine. Stratosphere. Nailed it.
Ride with orbisphere, because I know exactly what you mean. There's no reason that's not a word that makes sense. Ride with it.
I mean, they get in the Taylor Swift stratosphere, and they're like, okay, never mind. Let's go back to this. Let's go down. Like, you know how there's different layers of the atmosphere and all these different things? Like, let's go back down to where we live.
Or troposphere?
Middle sphere. Stratosphere.
See, I don't know if it's trop or top. If it's like, it's the top, but it's not the top because it's trop. I don't know. Middle Earth. See, Middle Earth figured. Tolkien figured it out. It's like, I just know Middle Earth. I don't know if there's a lower earth or a higher earth. God, I had such good intentions with this and it just never worked.
I think they're back down to their appropriate level, and they're hoping that the rest of it follows suit.
Can I just say this, though? Lost in kind of the razzle-dazzle of the relationship and everything is that State Farm put together a commercial with, you know, obviously Patrick Mahomes as a pitchman. I really think his commercial where he's putting bath bombs into a hot tub and he wants to get in and there's a jazz player and he chooses the jazz player away. I feel like that's a really underrated commercial. Like, I really like what he's doing there. The commercial that has come out where it's Mahomes and they renamed Travis Kelce Ma'Auto, I don't feel like it's gotten enough love because that's a really great commercial.
I love that one so much. I love that better than the bath bombs one. Like when
I agree with you.
Ma'Auto and I saw it on the back of the jersey, I couldn't figure it out at first. I was like, what is this? What is the bit here? And then because I wasn't even thinking of Mahomes. I was just thinking like, I don't get this. And then as soon as I got it, I've loved that commercial ever since. That one can play as many times as it wants to.
That's elite writing, man. That is just elite writing. So I just want to appreciate everybody there, man. Like, really quickly, how we doing? What's the latest? What's the word?
A lot of house projects. Let's just, you know, a lot of electrical ran, a lot of wires pulled, ran, hooked up. Everything's legal. I'm sure it's going to pass all the inspections.
Yeah.
So we have a sub panel in the basement now. That's what's up.
Look at that. Look at that. Won't he do it? Okay. Well, talk to me about what your start for this week is.
This week, I am starting not Kirk Cousins because he tore his Achilles, and I bet he's going to be on the exact same plan as Aaron Rodgers. I'm starting that old couple that works on Kirk Cousins.
Oh.
They're about to get unlimited amounts of work. So shout out to them.
Their rate just doubled.
Yeah. They came back with a different contract. They're like, Kirk, this is going to be a 2-year engagement with you. And the rate just went up.
Man, Alexa, please play Go Rest High on This Mountain, or on that mountain, because I was so sad when I saw that. You know, that was a really traumatic moment for me in my car at lacrosse practice when I'm just burning time, just waiting for my son to be done on a Sunday evening, which should be unfathomable and unthinkable and outlawed. That I don't know if I'm more upset with Sunday evening sports practices or inflation. Honestly, it is a horse race right now, and I am incensed at both, to be completely honest with you.
What's inflation got you going, huh? Just in general?
I'm just feeling it now.
Economics
really
vibe?
No.
Are you sitting economics right now?
No, I'm not. You know, I'm trying not to get into the treasury, you know, aspect of the government and everything. I just feel like everything costs too much, and I'm finally feeling it. You know, like, insert meme of that guy being like, rent is too high. It's just everything's high right now, and I'm sick of it. Maybe it's because I'm building a house. I don't know, man. I'm not here to, like, unpack all this information.
I didn't want to point straight to what definitely is the source, but you did, so here we are.
You know what? It's not even the house, though, because, like, mentally I'm like,
you're right. It's not the house. It's the cost of lumber. It's the cost of freight for the windows. You're right. It's not
all
the house.
Things are
it's
coming
all the
down.
Pieces.
That's fine. I feel good about it. But it's like in my brain, I'm like, that is going to be expensive. So is it lotta expensive? Little expensive. Don't care. Just going to be expensive. It's when I go to pick up dinner for my family and I'm not even really eating a full meal. You know, I'm just like going to cherry pick some fries off the top and like, that's going to be it, you know, because I'm trying not to eat fast food. But if I ate half of everybody's fast food.
At which?
If which would please come to Tennessee area, like beyond Knoxville, like that would be great. That's a separate issue. But, you know, if I'm getting like meals for 3 or 4 people, that's like $40, man. And that's where I'm like, this is, I can't handle this. This is too much. It's ridiculous.
Are you okay?
I'm great. I've never felt better in my life. Honestly, I'll go into my start.
I'll definitely cut this. I'll definitely cut this whole section. Are you okay?
You know what? I'll go into my start because I don't know. I'll let you be the judge of this. Is this the top 5 most dad thing I've ever done? Because we talked to our contractor at the end of last week, and he's like, hey, so you're probably going to be, this house probably going to be ready like end of February, beginning of March. So I was like, great. That sounds amazing. And so I was driving home and I was like, okay, this weekend, you know, it's going to be 82. And then it's really going to hit the cold, right? Like we're really like settling into the cold front. So I was like, I feel like I need to heat the pool for the next 2 days so I can get one last swim out of this thing that I financed for 75 years, you know, when I thought we were going to live here for a long time. And we're not now. So I feel like I do need to get one last really good swim. And I don't care if anybody else swims with me, but I just need to get that swim in just to feel like I got, you know, good value out of the pool. So I'm feeling great. Had a nice swim last night, you know, after lacrosse practice. It was just me and the dog watching me outside, And he was wanting to get in. He's like, I don't know. There's a weird vibe in that pool. I'm going to stay out here for a minute. But I feel good about it.
And so you're starting one last swim. Is that correct? Or you're starting that your mental state after that start and story is definitely good to go?
One early dates from builders. That's great. Thank you, okay. Builder. He's doing a great job. Wanting to maximize my investment.
One last swim.
Sarcastic air quotes, investment. Okay. A pool is an investment. I don't care what economy.
I mean, when you think
economy.
About it, technically a car is too, even if it depreciates the second you buy it. You know what I mean?
Everything's an investment if you think about it in the right way. So I just, the dog giving me a healthy respect, you know, like recognizing me as the pool alpha and just like not trying to crowd my space. I'm starting all those things, man. I'm feeling really good about it.
Economics. What if we do a swimming bit, okay? Mm-hmm. And then you get to write off your entire pool. I think that's how that works.
I love it. Part of me was like, I'll be honest with you. I don't feel like I got quite the investment out of that swim last night. I don't feel like I maximized the whole of the cost of the pool. So I did start to be like, hey man, should you start doing polar plunges, but just in your pool? And like, just like, because you've been seeing people do that and it probably is not real, but it feels like it could help at some point. So maybe you should do that. And so then your mental health will be better, but you'll also double maximize your investment in that pool. What do you think about that?
You need to check back in. You absolutely have to do this. You have an in-ground polar plunge that is awesome and is available for you to do, I don't know, 17 laps, maybe not just jump in and jump out. I want you swimming in this cold water in the next couple of weeks and reporting back to us, please.
I do feel like if I do that, I'm going to go swim cap. I'm going to do the whole thing. I'm not just going to like roll out there in like pajamas. Like it's Michael Phelps season. You know, it's my Michael Phelps era. Basically,
we need photos. Video gives you extra credit.
I don't know that anybody needs that. I don't know that anybody wants that. I don't think anybody needs that.
You in a swim cap. It could be from neck up. You in a swim cap. I do think people need that, to be honest with you.
There you go. No excuses. Play like a champion. What are you sitting this week?
I'm sitting Will Levis. Levi's. Here's why.
Okay. I like Levi's. That's fun.
I am excited that Mike Vrabel might have a competent quarterback now that Ryan Tannehill has fallen off a cliff. I mean, he hadn't before, but now that Ryan Tannehill is fully off the cliff, this man looked good. We got to give him a little bit of credit here. I don't know that either of us are huge on the Atlanta Falcons defense. I don't know that either of us are huge on Will Levis. Lasting and being a Hall of Fame quarterback in the league. And I'm sitting how excited Vrabel is probably after they let Josh Dobbs go, because that was the quarterback of the future for the Titans. Mm-hmm. And not only that, Will Levis in the Houston Oilers uniforms, I thought looked absolutely incredible.
Look, the Oilers uniforms are just incredible, full stop. I'm trying to think of you have the creamsicles. That's probably number one for me. You have the Chargers going like powder blues.
Yeah.
Like that was pretty good. I kind of like the Cowboys early 90s, you know, when they had the Super Bowl run, when they bring those out. But then like the Houston Oilers, that's top five. That's top five vintage.
It's got to be top five retros at this point. I mean, honestly, like the Seahawks had their old ones on. That was fun for a game. I don't know that that's the vibe, but the Oilers, man, those uniforms, that helmet, it all just looks so tough, like in a good way.
Yeah, and it really, like, I don't even understand, like, the mascot or, like, the team name, you know? Because, like, with the Titans, I'm like, okay, big, strong, tough, okay. Oilers, so it's just Daniel Plainview? That's your that's your
just
vibe?
Just a bunch of guys that stole land and dug into the ground.
I mean, I love There Will Be Blood as much as the next guy, but I don't know. I don't know that makes sense. I'm out on Levi's.
Dang it, I thought you were going to join me for sure.
I wish I could. I'm a little hinky on all NFL quarterbacks right now, to be honest with you. But specifically, the reason I'm out on Will Levis forever and ever, and this is a little tattoo prejudiced, and I apologize for that, but it's that tattoo on his throwing arm, on the bicep, on the under
bicep.
What's
wrong with it?
I don't know. I'm just saying it's personal preference. I'm never going to take him seriously. His body, his choice, but it's also my mind, my choice to be like, I don't respect that. And I don't know, man. There was some of the needy stuff of like
2 Chronicles 15:7.
You're trying to shame me with it's a Bible verse. I don't care, man. I don't care.
No, I'm just telling you what it is.
Lord, and I'm be like, I don't respect the location of your tattoo. I'm not taking you seriously. He's the man.
You're not gonna like this.
Coffee.
If I lose a tattoo bet to you inner bicep is probably the location.
Not happening. Not happening. Absolutely not. That's never happening. I just can't take, and this is the font too. It's like the, you know, kind of like italicized serious font, but it's like, dog, come on. You're trying to be on the Today Show with mayonnaise in your coffee. Get out of here. I'll spoil my cut a little bit, but just all quarterbacks in the NFL, are they all terrible? Is that possible?
I don't know what's going on. It's like everybody in the NFL has a sign stealing scandal going on at the same time, because
yeah.
I got it. I'm with you. Quarterback play is down. I mean, Danny DeVito Jr. is now the quarterback of the New York Giants. Did you see Tyrod had another rib injury that took him to the hospital like immediately?
Can somebody get this man a cabin like on the lake and just let him relax and live the rest of his life pain-free?
Get him on the CBS pregame show or something. Tyrod, my man, it's enough. We all love you, okay? You're not going to the Hall of Fame. I'm sorry for that. But Tyrod, please take care of yourself. Please, I'm begging you.
We're like Pepper Potts at the end of Endgame with Tony, and we're like, it's okay. You can go. You did it. You can go. It's all right. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen Endgame. My sit. My sit this week, I'm gonna do two. I'm gonna do fast. I'm gonna sit myself because I think of the two of us, I was a little more reserved, a little more reticent, a little more just unsure of the Georgia Bulldogs. And I think of late, they've kind of been who we alleged they were, that like when it mattered, they'd show up and just choke you out and hold eye contact the whole time. And that is what they did in Jacksonville.
Can you say that sentence again just so I can isolate it, please?
No, listen, I'm gonna say it like this. I've never watched a snuff film. That's what that felt like. It felt like watching a snuff film. And credit to Billy, I almost call him Bobby Napier. I don't know who that is, but Billy Napier is probably his name. It felt like he, you know, sometimes coaches show up and they're like, we're just playing to not get murdered. We're gonna like a slow death, a respectable slow death. He showed up to either try to win or get murdered in a snuff film kind of format. And that's what happened. So kind of respect to him, but also disrespect to him because, man, you're Florida. Like, you should be able to go toe-to-toe. But that was, because the score is not even indicative of what that game was.
No,
because after that first drive,
yeah, late,
that was a knockout, man. That was terrible.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's pair.com.
Also want to say credit to us, because I feel like all of our picks, all of our King's Hawaiian Pretzel Red picks, I feel like we nailed every single one of them.
Yeah. You want to know about my cut today?
Please.
Because I went past that and I bet on Tennessee big. Okay. Baby Billy Bayless.
Oh, no.
And I might have done an alt spread because the line was 4.5 and that's all we needed to do. And what did we do? He wanted -9.5. But I was like, look, it's -4.5. Let's just do -6.5. And do you know what happened at the end of that game that wiped out all of my monies? Did you watch the end of the game?
Tell us. Tell the people.
They're up by 6. They're driving. Joe Milton like played like what we thought he was last year. Like, okay, he's not going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback or anything like that.
Can I just stop you for a second? We had a whole A-word conversation about how Joe Milton is the suspicious spec house quarterback. And you said, I hear you, and now I'm going to spend a lot of money backing that. Is that what I'm hearing right now?
That is very accurate. It was at Kentucky. I just think this Kentucky team is trash compared to the last few years with Will Levis. And listen, they were up by 6. We only needed 1 point. This is so bad, man. There's 44 seconds left. It's fourth down. Mm-hmm. It was going to be fourth down, and they were mm-hmm. going to kick a field goal because it was a, you know, not chip shot, but it was pretty close.
Sure.
One of the Kentucky players is who I'm actually cutting. Either faked an injury or was really injured. 10-second run out from 44 seconds, 34 seconds left on the clock. Clock starts on ball ready. Game over. We were about to get our points. We were about to get our points. And the freaking Buddy. Kentucky player, because they didn't have a timeout left. And then the clock just ran out, and Tennessee won by 6. And we had an alt
line.
You
want to do for you?
Alt line, 6.5.
That gambling loss was a Notre Dame loss. So congratulations.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
If you send that to FanDuel or DraftKings or wherever, they will refund you your money. just let them know I said that. And I think they'll honor that. That's a wild move from you, honestly. I would have sympathy and empathy, but what are you doing? Why are you living so on the wild side with Tennessee?
I knew they were going to win by 7, and I was wrong, and that's okay, because we're wrong sometimes in life. But to mm-hmm. go big on it, I went big on Notre Dame. I went huge on Notre Dame. I won a ton of money on Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. But you know what mm-hmm. else? Notre Dame's defense was so good, they wouldn't even give up 150 passing yards for my same game parlay. Everybody cares about these bets that I lost. I know. Okay?
Yeah.
From now on, I'm just doing normal things. I'm just doing normal bets from now on. I'm cutting myself. This is ridiculous. This is getting out of control, what I'm doing to myself.
Isolate this audio so we can come back to it and bring it back. I've stopped really partially because I'm bankrupt for this budget run. So a couple days, this is a different story. But
sounds like the same story of this podcast. Inflation is everywhere.
It is inflation. That's what it is. Oh my gosh. Let me do this. I'm also going to, I mean, okay. I feel like let's talk about the quarterback play. The NFL is just kind of unwatchable to me right now. Like, I'm not really interested in games. And when watching the quad box, I think that's what people are calling it. I'm calling it the four box, but people call it the quad box, which does sound cooler. So I do apologize that I wasn't.
YouTube TV's multi-view we're talking about, in case YouTube TV wants to sponsor the show.
That's right. Yeah. Please let us know. And I think I'm being inundated with the same advertisements, which is kind of dispiriting. But also, none of the quarterback play is good. None of the offensive play is good. It's a real problem at this point because the game is almost unwatchable. It's really, and I think that obviously part of it is I don't really have money on the game, so I have no real reason to watch Justin Herbert, seppuku the Bears on Sunday Night Football, you know? Why are we rolling Tyson Bajan out there just to get annihilated? That was also like a snuff film. A lot of snuff films this week.
Do you want to know what was like a snuff film? The Chargers on social media, I retweet posted it. But did you see what they put? Like the I think you should leave thing, where it's just it was like Chargers offense, Chargers defense, and then it was Tim Robinson saying like I didn't do anything, and the Chargers posted that and put a image of the Bears on Tim Robinson. At that point, I'm like, what are we doing out here? This is just murder.
The social media has become the wasteland of sentient corporate brands, but then also they're trying to like have fun and engage with you, but in a malevolent way, but they kind of have the voice of their own. I don't like any of it, man. I don't like watching NFL right now.
NFL. I think that it's college is having a moment because of all the parody. Meanwhile, the NFL also has parody, and the college football might also be having bad quarterback play. See, you know, who I put a ton of stock in with Caleb Williams. And then as soon as I did that, he started playing like absolute trash. So my bad, but also screw USC. So all good on that. But there's just, maybe it's just quarterbacks across both, but college is a little bit more fun right now. I do agree with that, but the red zone is still undefeated. It's so much fun to watch. We need a college red zone channel.
We really do. That would be lovely to have a college red zone. I don't know what it is, and I feel like I've tried to put my finger on it the last couple months of like why I prefer it so much more. I don't know if the stakes. I don't know if it's the crowd, the ambiance. I don't know. It's really difficult for me to pay attention to the NFL unless it's a really good game. But because I wasn't paying attention to the NFL, I watched a little movie on Netflix starring Chris Evans and Emily Blunt called Pain Hustlers. And can I tell you, I didn't hate it. I think
really?
I liked it, actually. I think I liked it. I haven't looked at the Rotten Tomatoes score because I don't know. I wanted to watch it first because I was like, let me research this. see what the reviews are. But I was like, no, I'm just going to watch this like I used to, like we all used to, and just see what we think for ourselves. And I kind of got sucked in and I really liked it. And, you know, it wanted to be Hustlers. It wanted to be Wolf of Wall Street. It was kind of both, but like in a microwave, you know, like, you know, you've got the little, you've got full size candy bar and then you have like what you give out on Halloween. It was like that version of Wolf of Wall Street and Hustlers. And
fun,
like,
size.
Fun size. Thank you. It was Fun Size Wolf of Wall Street and Hustlers. And I love Fun Size candy. And I think I really like this movie. There's a couple of strip club scenes. So, you know, that wasn't fun to try to navigate when kids were walking in and out of the room, you know? I've never bought Emily Blunt as like a strip club, like a stripper. That seemed like bad casting.
Oh, she was the stripper?
Yeah, but like it was always like she was adjacent to the stripping. It was like, I just got off my shift. Or like, man, can't wait to do the stripping. So it was like, whoa, okay. Man, you sounded really hopeful. Like, was that going to be like a, that was really,
oh, no, no,
like,
no. My whole bit was about to, no, not at all. Thank you for that opportunity, though. my whole thing was about to be that Emily Blunt is just a professional. And maybe that's what made the movie better, because you put Ana de Armas with Chris Evans.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what Rotten Tomatoes score says. You don't need to check it. That movie is horrible. Ghosted.
Yeah.
But maybe, just maybe, Emily Blunt can lift Chris Evans up out of Ghosted and whatever Red Notice other one that the Russo brothers did on Netflix. So maybe,
you know what? If it kind of felt like the Tyrod Taylor of movies, of like, I'm going to come in, do my job. I'm going to be professional. This is going to be fine. This isn't going to be Academy Award. This isn't going to be terrible. This is going to be fine. Okay. And I don't know, like Andy Garcia, they really let Andy Garcia cook, you know? They bring him in and they're like, hey, here's your sous chef. He's going to like work on something in the back. And then halfway through the movie, they're like, actually, the sous chef is the main chef and he's nuts. What do you think about that? And I really liked that. It was fun.
Twist,
it was a fun
upcoming.
Okay. Well, that's our Star Sit Cut for this week. A big thanks to everybody for listening. We'll be back later this week with our more proper formal episode. But as always, I'm Knox. He's Jason. We'll see you next time.